George, it's Oscar.
Oh, my God.
George, I don't want you to be a fool. I want you to know the only legitimate channeler, the devil, is me, myself, and I am the son of Satan, George.
Oscar, 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 where have you been?
I've been possessing many souls, George.
As a matter of fact, I got an email from someone in Bismarck, North Dakota last week who said that you had been exorcised and long gone.
Actually, George, I left on my own free will.
And why are you back then?
Well, George, I located the King Elvis Presley. That's who my father told me to possess next.
Elvis is dead, Oscar.
No, George, he's not dead. Elvis is in the Midwest, George, in witness protection. And he's my next victim, and you will be hearing more of this in the future.
Oscar, I gotta tell you, if you're not the real thing, you're one of the creepiest guys I've ever talked to. My gosh. Next up, Wildcard Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Phil!
Yes, you also Phil.
God, I haven't talked to you since your house burned down.
I know. I've been wanting to call you so bad, but I only get to use my phone about 1 week out of the month.
You talk about synchronicity. I'm closing our show tonight with your Coast to Coast UFO Phil song, the original one.
Oh, that's wonderful, George, but I'm so concerned about you.
Why?
Can you keep a secret?
Oh, yeah.
You had that devil boy on earlier.
Channeler.
Yeah.
The channeler.
I recognize that voice, George.
Who is it?
I've heard that voice before. Can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I monitor lots of transmissions. I have modified shortwave transceivers, and I listen on the alien channels. And you remember back in November of 2004...
Back off a little bit on your phone there, Phil. Just a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Back in 2004 in November when the Mars rover was going into that crater.
Right.
And I was listening to all the alien channels, and I heard this voice that sounded just like that Dimitri person, and it said, it came in and said, you have to tell them to get out of my crater.
You have to tell them to get out of my crater?
Get out of my crater. And it was very fuzzy, the signal, and I got on because of the transceiver. I could talk and send the signal out, and I said, who is this? And do you know what he said?
What did he say?
Can you keep a secret?
I can keep a secret.
He said, this is the demigod of the tree. And I assumed he meant the tree of knowledge. And Demi-tree, George, Dimitri.
Dimitri.
And when my house burned down, I was in the middle of listening to signals. And when the fire was happening, I heard that voice again. And it said, get out of the house. I told you. Get out of the house. Stay out of my crater.
Well, let me tell you, Phil, you're lucky you're alive. You got your house rebuilt or something?
Yeah, they're still working on it. I don't have most of my equipment back. That's why I only get to use my phone for 1 week out of the month, and I only get my internet and my radio to work 1 week out of the month.
Well, make sure you're listening to the end of the program, all right? We got
okay.
A little surprise for you then.
Okay, George.
All right, thanks, Phil.
Okay.
I appreciate your concern for all of us, but so far, we're okay.